Hello to you on this Tuesday. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The oldest son of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il says he is not interested in succeeding his father. Speaking to a Japanese TV network in Macau, Kim Jong-nam also said he doesn't care about politics. Now, it's not clear who will succeed Kim Jong-il in North Korea, though there is growing speculation that another son, Kim Jong-un, is being groomed to do it. A Guantanamo Bay detainee is in the United States to face criminal charges. Ahmed Gailani is in New York, where he is to stand trial for the 1998 al-Qaeda bombings on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people. You probably already noticed the price of gas continues to go up. According to AAA, the national average is now almost $2.62. Economist Robert Shiller told the New York Times higher pump prices could effectively strip away all the benefits of the president's payroll tax cut. People in Michigan and the Midwest are really taking it hard. There have been a lot of refinery problems there. It's 293 in Michigan, where unemployment is 13%. The federal government could soon be policing the tobacco giants. A bipartisan Senate bill would allow the FDA to regulate what's in cigarette and tobacco products. It could ban claims such as mild or low tar, as well as restrict tobacco advertising. The Senate could vote as early as today on that measure. The House has already passed a similar bill. President Obama supports it. Police in North Carolina are looking for a man who dragged a 76-year-old woman on the ground when she refused to give up her purse. Take a look at this surveillance video. The man is there pulling that poor woman through the doors of a Walmart. He lets go of the purse, runs through the parking lot when she starts screaming for help. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.